Brian's here with business now. Has he got good news or not? It's starting with the CEO of the Swiss food giant Nestle, been fired over a romantic relationship with a colleague.
Not good news for him, you would imagine, Stuart. Nestle CEO Laurent Freix, abruptly removed from his post after just a year on the job following an investigation into an undisclosed romantic entanglement with a direct subordinate, the company calling his conduct contrary to company values. It's the latest dismissal in a growing list of firms parting ways with their CEOs after investigations into workplace relationships. Charlotte Lamb takes a closer look.
After just 1 year in the job, Nestlé fires chief executive Laurent Freix for failing to disclose a romantic relationship with what it's calling a direct subordinate. A company veteran, Freix joined Nestlé in France in 1986. He ran the firm's European operations until 2014 and then headed the Latin American division before his promotion to CEO. The Financial Times earlier this year reported concerns about the director's relationship with an employee, prompting an internal investigation. The Swiss food and drink giant says the undisclosed relationship goes against company values, calling the dismissal a necessary decision. Nestlé isn't the only company forced into an embarrassing leadership shakeup. Most recently, data company Astronomer's CEO resigned after a Coldplay concert kiss cam appeared to catch him canoodling with the firm's HR officer. 2 years ago, oil giant BP's chief executive quit after admitting he was not fully transparent over personal relationships with colleagues. And McDonald's fired its former CEO in 2019 over a consensual relationship with an employee. For Nestlé, the abrupt dismissal marks the end of an era for one of its longest-serving executives. In a swift move, Philippe Navratil, the CEO of sub-brand Nespresso, has been appointed to take over.
What are we seeing on the markets so far, Brian?
So Nestlé shares lost 3%, a little bit more even, at the open on news of that CEO firing. Overall, though, a muted open for European indexes after U.S. markets were closed for Labor Day. CAC 40 here up 1/3%. London, Frankfurt down 0.25%. Over on the Asian index is a mixed picture as investors try to parse the implications of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit and the shifting trade landscape there. Mumbai's Nifty 50 up 0.4% after Donald Trump said India had offered to drop all its tariffs on U.S. goods.
Now, we've had a reported offer by India to drop tariffs on U.S. goods. It comes as a deepening trade spat between the two countries is taking a toll on some of India's top export industries.
Indeed, the U.S., one of India's largest trading partners, in fact, the largest trading partner, taking in more than $86 billion worth of American goods last year. And that relationship clearly on the rocks after Donald Trump's left 50% tariffs on Indian goods. Those tariffs hitting especially hard from labor-intensive industries like textile and apparel. France 24's team in Delhi sent this report.
Within hours of Trump's 50% tariff rollout in India, the entire apparel hub of Noida on the outskirts of New Delhi was thrown into shock. Nearly 4,500 factories here manufacture garments for markets worldwide, with the US accounting for 20% of the business valued at 1.2 billion euros. At this factory, over 5,000 garments are packed every day for American clients.
It looks like a very basic, sweatshirt, but there's a lot of work that's gone into it in terms of sewing, designing, and then you have the, LA, Los Angeles logo on it. This is selling nowhere but the US. If originally I have a price of, hypothetically speaking, $20 for this, I'll be lucky if I'll be able to sell it to somebody else for $4.
Ashish Gujral runs four factories that employs nearly 6,000 workers, and 80% of his business comes from the US.
Out of the four factories, we'll probably end up shutting down three of them in the next couple of weeks. Some of my workers have been with me for more than 20 years, and to suddenly see them jobless is going to be a big, big, big problem. People like us will still find a way to survive.
With this tariff by Trump, I won't be able to take care of my wife and children. We'll become homeless. Every day when I come to work, I feel I have the job only until evening, but I worry if I'll still have it the next day.
Economists argue that there is a limit to export-led growth and that this crisis should be seen as an opportunity to push for long-term economic reforms.
This should be a wake-up call to innovate and to not to rely on your easily available labor or low wages as your competitive advantage. Your competitive advantage should be based on knowledge and innovation. India's strength has not always been in its trade in goods, but its trade in services and its, you know, large pool of talent and young people.
The Indian government is working out financial aid for exporters to cope with the 50% tariff and protect jobs.
Team there in India. Brian, thanks very much for